Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
Here's Holly with what's trending in Tampa Bay.
There is an everyday food item that is as addictive as cocaine, and I'm going to say it very well could be part of your lunch today.
Can I name off a couple of things
Absolutely.
That I think that it could be? Because I'm the resident food addiction person on the show.
I would, yes, so. I would love it if you would.
Cheese fries.
No.
Fries.
No.
Cheese.
Even though I tend to agree with you on that, no.
Bread.
No.
Ranch.
Oh, no.
Pickles.
Think sweeter.
Oh, cupcakes. Strawberry cupcakes with a strawberry little surprise inside.
What the hell are you talking about?
Have you not had a strawberry cupcake with a strawberry surprise inside?
What is a strawberry surprise inside?
I'll show you. You're missing out.
That sounded terrible, by the way.
What is it?
It's chocolate chip cookies.
Oh, yes.
Chocolate chip cookies are just about as addictive as cocaine. And it's thanks to the sugar, the fat, the chemical compounds in the chocolate chips, and even the nostalgic feeling you get from the smell. Oh, dear.
Do you know why I know this?
Yes.
Why? Somebody, one of my roommates.
Okay.
Producer Ryan just showed me a... I'm sorry, I'm having a moment. He showed me an Oreo cookie.
Okay, but it's chocolate chips.
It's still in the same house. But they have chocolate chip cookies sitting on the counter at my house.
Oh.
And every afternoon when I get home from work and every morning before I leave, I take a sniff of the box just so I don't open it and have one. Because if I have one, I'm going to eat them all.
But wait a minute. Smelling them isn't even more torturous?
No, I have to because they're just sitting there and I think about it. I'm sitting on the couch and I'm watching TV and I'm like, oh, those chocolate chip cookies are just sitting over there waiting to just be put in my mouth and swallowed down in my throat and just to be sitting in my stomach and it just feels so good.
I'm gonna leave you alone with that and maybe try to stay away from the cookies. So,
well, you were right. It's just like Coke, Holly.
I'm saying. Crazy. So you know how in the past maybe year or so, we've had all these weird jeans trends, like the jeans with the mud on them, you know, the ones that were basically just the strips of fabric down your legs,
yes.
The ones that look like thongs. Like, what are we doing with jeans? Now there's a new, and this, I feel like you can't take it any further than this. Right now, there's a fashion company that just debuted a waistband of a pair of jeans.
Waistband jeans. What exactly does this mean?
It's just, okay, so look at my jeans. Like right here, the waistband up here. It's just that. So it would be like if you had a regular pair of jeans and cut like right under where the button is around the entire pair and wore it like a belt. You're supposed to wear it like a belt over another pair of pants.
So do you have shorts on?
Yeah, you could wear shorts or maybe like leggings.
So basically your belt is jean material. You know what? This isn't as outrageous as I thought it was going to be. I thought you were going to say wear the jeans as a belt and then nothing else. Or like maybe just your underwear.
No, that's too much.
Okay, that's fine. Listen, if you're rocking a jean belt, fabric jean, I'm okay with that.
They're trying to sell this for like $25. Just the pair of jeans that like doesn't look great at the bottom anymore, just cut them.
Yeah, that's fine. Just do that. That's fine. I'm okay with that. That's not as crazy as I thought.
Well, I'm glad that we've agreed that this is okay.
That's fine.
All right. Good news. And then finally, as we head into pumpkin spice everything season, I just want to give you a heads up of something new headed your way.
Mm-hmm.
Whole Foods confirmed they will be releasing pumpkin spice whipped cream in October.
Oh, God.
Like,
so
do you put that on pumpkin pie?
Yes.
As even more pumpkin-y?
As you're drinking a PSL.
And you put the,
I mean, I feel like we've been here for 3.5 years and like so many fashion trends have come and gone.
Yeah.
But why is PSL, why is this sticking? Why is this like not changing at all?
Because it's not really a fad, I don't think. I genuinely like it, even though it's embarrassing now to like it. Do you notice that? Like you can't even really like pumpkin spice anymore without being called basic in an eye roll. But people are still buying it because they actually like it. Not because they're like, I'm so fashionable with my PSL. Can't wait to PSL all over Tampa Bay. No. In fact, it's embarrassing. Like, I'm trying to cover up when I get a pumpkin spice latte so that people don't make fun of me. But I like it.
All right, I guess it's here to stay.
It's here. That's what's trending in Tampa Bay with Miguel and Holly on 101.5.
Hey, Drew Scott here, and I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.